Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Everybody, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen to Mount Carmel Church this morning. Amen. You are on the air. Amen. With Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. I pray that you are well this morning. Amen. You had a great week. Amen. I'm just listening to the song, and there said there will be glory. God will come through for you, and there will be victory after this. Now, I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. There will be a testimony coming, and there will be another praise, amen, in your feet. But remember, after this, there will be more anointing. There will be more power, amen, praise God. Such a prophetic song for this time, amen, that we're living in. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you, and thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. We know that God is good and he's worthy of all the praises, and y'all know how we do. Praise God. I'm going to pray and I'm going to get started. Y'all have to pray with me this morning, though. Praise God. I pray I get all this word out today. Amen. Praise God. It's been a trying week for myself. Amen. So I'm not 100%, but I know God can touch this body. Amen. So let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name. We give you glory, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for who you are, God, on today. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would step in, God. Step in this morning, Lord God. Oh, Father God, touch thy people, God, this morning, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know what we are in need of this morning. I thank you for the word that you have shared with me, Lord God, to give to thy people. Now, God, as I have studied, Lord God, I pray that the anointing was set upon me, in me, and through me, Lord God, that I will deliver your word with power and authority, Lord God, that lives will be changed, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, spirits will be renewed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Body will be healed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and mindset will be shifted, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and I thank you, Father God, for what you're getting ready to do, God, on this day, Father God, the day that you have set aside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for us to come together on this morning. So I thank you for each and everyone, God, under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that support the ministry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord God, for that, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your Holy Spirit, Father God, and I say thank you right now, God. Now I pray, Lord God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give me today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So God, I give you glory, I give you glory, and I give you glory. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God on today. But today, I have two scriptures that I want to come from today. The first one is Isaiah 40 and 31. And the other one would be 1 Peter 1 and 7. But Isaiah says, Isaiah 40, 31 says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now we know, praise God, this is a different one, amen. We know the scripture, amen, praise God. But I bless God. I wanted to break it down a little further for you. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Come on, somebody. They will soar high on wings like eagle. Come on. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Then when I flipped over to 1 Peter 1 and 7, it says these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. I want to stop right there, amen, because what God was dealing with me on this week was God's waiting room. God's waiting room. I want to talk about God's waiting room. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Here we find today the sermon part of our spiritual aid. And it looks at our waiting on the Lord when we find ourselves in his waiting room. Have anybody been waiting on the Lord? We know, praise God, how it feels to be sitting somewhere and waiting on somebody. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It reminds me, God's waiting room, it reminds me, amen, back in the day when my dad used to say, come, I need you to come to the house, and he's sitting there, and he's waiting and waiting on me, and by the time I get there, he said, what took you so long? Because he was waiting. Are you waiting for God to move in some areas in your life? We're going to talk about God's waiting room and the significance of waiting on God. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to us today, praise God, because this really blessed my soul this week, praise God, because a lot of times we don't want to wait, and there are things that have to take place in our lives, amen, praise God, and our waiting and our waiting and our waiting, and we can't move and do things on our own. We have to wait on the Lord. Somebody say, wait on God. God's waiting room. I'm not talking about man. God's waiting room. I'm talking about God's waiting room. One of the hardest things we can do is wait. If there's one thing we probably hate more than anything else, is waiting. We hate to wait for the traffic light to turn green, especially when there is no one else on the road with us. Come on, somebody. Or at least half a mile away. We also hate waiting in line, especially when the line next to us is moving faster. Anybody been there? Praise God. Hallelujah. But when we move over, it slows down. Now, y'all know, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. The line slows down, and the line we were in now is going faster. Have you ever moved out of position? Waiting is not a forte. We see, especially in our society where fast food, remote controls, and microwave ovens are the norm in reality of life, but, come on, somebody, I want you to talk to us today, praise God. Come on, Holy Ghost, talk to us today. Glory to God, glory to God. But when we're in pain, that we're waiting becomes more intolerable. Whether the pain is emotional or physical, that's probably why we hate going to the doctor's office, because once we check in, we're told to wait in that one place we hate to be, the waiting room. Come on, I want to talk to us. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That waiting room. We tell the doctor, why they can't move faster? Oh, they had to take that one before they took me. Praise God. Hallelujah. We sit there. We toil. We read books. We walk. We pace. We do all kinds of things, amen, in the waiting room. Sometimes even in the waiting room, praise God, commotion breaks out. The turmoil breaks out, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Distractions break out in the waiting room sometimes. I think it's safe to say that in the waiting room is one of the most dreadful places on the planet Earth. There we are in trouble and in pain, and we're told to wait, and we know it's going to be a pretty long wait. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost, because any place that has couches, stacks of magazines, and TV sets turned on, and soap operas, we know we're in for the long haul. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you're probably shaking your head right now, praise God, but we're talking about the waiting room, the waiting room, the waiting room. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We don't do well at waiting, which is often the case when it's God we're waiting upon. Who's waiting on God today to do some miraculous things in your life? Are you in the waiting room? Oh, I want to talk to us today. What happens is that God gives us a promise. Come on, I want to talk to you today. But when it doesn't come to pass in our time frame, instead of waiting patiently, we try to speed up the process through our own manipulation. And when that fails to produce the desired result, we then start to negotiate with the progress. We negotiate with God. Come on, somebody. Have you ever negotiated with the Holy Spirit? Have you ever negotiated with Jesus? Have you ever negotiated with God? Come on, somebody. Lord, if you do this for me, then I'll go to church and I'll read the Bible. We negotiate. No, notice, 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 notice the vagueness of these promises we're making. We leave out going to church every week or reading the Bible every day. Come on, I want to talk to us today. And the reason is because we're holding that out until later or when further negotiations are needed. Come on. And then we get to the old age question. If God could create in the world in 6 days, then why can't he take care of our problems a lot faster or sooner? Why does God make us wait months, if not years, when he could do it immediately? Come on, I want to talk to us today. The answer lies in that he is God and we're not. Come on, I want to talk to us. He's God and we're not. If God is going to grow us into what he called us to be, then he has to heal us. Come on, I want to talk to us. He has to heal us of the one thing we don't want to be healed of. And that is our independence. We love independence. We love taking charge. And if we don't have the independence, amen, praise God, we get angry sometimes. We can't move. God has our back up against the wall because he's trying to strip us of our independence and depend on him. Come on, somebody. To do this, he places us in his waiting room to learn patience and to receive strength to face whatever lies ahead. Oh, somebody said the waiting is going to be great. The waiting is going to be great. But because when I come out of this, praise God, hallelujah, I'll be ready. Somebody said I'll be ready. Which is something only he knows. We feel that we're ready for everything. We do. We feel that, oh, God, I'm ready. Praise God. I'm ready to go the extra mile. I'm ready, amen, to stand on that platform. I'm ready to do your will. Praise God. But sometimes we have to wait on the Lord because he knows what's on the inside of us. He knows what has to be strengthened. He knows what has to be taken out. He knows the mindset has to change. Sometimes, praise God, our gift will get us in a place, amen, but our integrity will push us out of place. Come on, somebody. Throughout the Bible, we see those who have great faith go through this very same process of getting the promise, trying to work out the promise in their own strength and ability, and then receiving the promise through waiting upon the Lord. Look at that. Listen, listen, we always talk about Joseph. We always talk about Moses. We always talk about them because those are the people, praise God, that God has set before us, amen, to know, praise God, hallelujah, that some things are in the waiting room is being perfected. And he wants you to know, praise God, if you're in the waiting room of God, that he's doing major things. He's putting things in. He's making things happen. He's moving down the line. He's doing things that you cannot see. There are some brick walls, amen, that you might bump into, but he's doing what he needs to do for your life. Joseph, the Lord gave Joseph dreams of greatness, but instead of holding them in his heart, he blabbed them out. Oh, come on, somebody. He blabbed them to his family. In these dreams, his whole family would honor him by bowing before him. Well, this didn't sit well with his family, especially his brothers, seeing their chance to get rid of the dreamer, the father's little pet. They sold him and the slave traders who were passing through.
Joseph ended up in Egypt as a slave and then later as a prisoner. While he was a prisoner, the Lord gave Pharaoh a dream. And come on, I want to talk to you today. Praise God. We're in the waiting room, and with his gift of interpretation, Joseph correctly interpreted. Then he rose to the second highest position in Egypt. It's not the world. A famine just as he had predicted, which saw his brother come to Egypt to buy food, all bowing before him. First dream fulfilled. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Praise God. Next, Joseph had them bring their fathers and family to Egypt where they could live and escape the famine. Upon seeing Joseph, his family, Jacob, bowed before him, and the second dream became a reality. Joseph waited. Come on, I want you to know this today. Joseph waited, putting his complete trust in the Lord. And while things look hopeless as a slave and a prisoner, God promises. Word fulfilled. I want you to know, praise God, hallelujah. Wherever you are at right now, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, don't lose hope where you're at. If you are in God's waiting room right now, praise God, hallelujah, he's working out what needs to be worked out. Whatever promise that he told you, praise God, it shall be so, praise God. But if you were in the waiting room, praise God, don't try to manipulate what God is doing. Just wait upon the Lord, and he will renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagle. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. God will do that what he said he would do, praise God. Things look hopeless. Does anybody know what I'm talking about right now? Where you're at, praise God, or what's going on in your life, it seems like it's hopeless. And I can imagine, praise God, what Joseph was going through. Yes, Holy Spirit. Joseph waited, putting his complete trust in the Lord. Somebody say, putting his complete trust in the Lord. If anybody know what I'm talking about, putting your trust in God, it's a hard thing sometimes. Amen. When things look bleak and it doesn't look like things are going to happen, but you have to muster up. Help me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. The trust. The Lord, I trust you with my life, Lord. Lord, I trust you with my children, God. Lord, I trust you with my finances, Lord. Lord, I trust you with my home, God. Lord, I trust you with the next move, God. Lord, I trust you to bring me out of this thing, God. I trust you, God. We got to get a new vocabulary. Lord, I trust you while I'm in my waiting room. Lord, I trust you to bring me out of the strong hand, because God, you said in your word that you will bring me out with a strong hand. Come on, somebody. Moses is like matter, had to wait, finding out his Jewish heritage while being raised as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. Moses didn't wait for God's timing, come on somebody, to deliver his people. So Moses took matters into his own hands and killed the Egyptians who had brutally beaten a fellow Jew. But his crime was found out, and fearing for his life, he ran into the wilderness to the country of Midian. There he married, watched over the father-in-law flock, and raised a family for 40 years. I want you to die. Come on, Holy Spirit. But when the time was right, I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost. But when the time was right and his skill set as a shepherd fully honored, God called Moses out of the wilderness back to Egypt to be his instrument to deliver the Jewish nation out of their captivity and bring them into the promised land. Moses had to wait, and in waiting, he learned how to lead and manage sheep so that he would be the leader and shepherd of God's flock. Oh, come on, I want you to know that God has a great plan for you, praise God. No matter what your waiting room may be, God is training you while you are yet waiting. He's giving you patience while you are yet waiting. He's giving you strength while you are yet waiting. He's fortifying you while you are yet waiting. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, in my waiting room, God is training me. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So when you get to the place that God has for you, praise God, you're going to stand like you never stand before. When opposition come up against you, praise God, you will look at it like it was nothing, praise God, because you have been trained by the Holy Ghost. You've been in the waiting room of God. You've been standing before God. You've been the Ashekuyadavashanda. You've been laying before God. You've been praying before God. You've been fasting before God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And while you are yet doing all those things, God is blessing you, praise God. You will know, praise God, when the time is right, when the time to come out of that place, amen. You're going to look at yourself like, God, what did you do? God said, I was training you while you was waiting. But if you could only wait on me, praise the Lord. If you could only wait on me, saith the Lord thy God. Here. Paul was a Pharisee who knew God's law inside and out. Paul was very zealous for what he thought was God's will by putting into prison and to death those who were followers of Jesus. But on his way to Damascus, Jesus in the blinding light met him and changed his life forever. In the process, somebody say, in the process, Jesus gave Paul a vision of a man named Ananias, one of Jesus' disciples, who would come and heal him. Jesus told Ananias that Paul was a chosen vessel to share the gospel to the Gentiles, which Ananias probably relayed to Paul. Immediately, come on, I want to talk to us today. Immediately, Paul started preaching Jesus as the Son of God in the synagogue. This caused the Jews great distress, and so they tried to kill him. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost. Paul escaped and went to Arabia to hear directly from the Lord. I want to Nobody knows where Paul disappeared to. Paul went away, glory to God, to Arabia. He went 3 years, amen, Hamashanda Yadabushanda. It looks like Paul was the greatest of Yadabushanda in the New Testament, praise God. But let me just tell you, praise God, when Paul was in with Ananias, and I'm not going to go through the whole story, but one thing I know, that Paul escaped and went to Arabia to hear directly from the Lord. After 3 years, hear me in the Holy Ghost, after 3 years, he went to Jerusalem to try it again. Oh, come on, somebody. It wasn't quickly that Paul did what he did. They said that Paul went to Arabia 3 years to hear from the Lord. He went to be trained up by the Lord. He did not move out the way of the Lord. Paul went on to be great in the kingdom of God, but he waited. He waited to hear from the Lord. See, a lot of times, amen, praise God, we move too quickly trying to do our own thing, but we don't wait to hear from God before we move. And that's one thing that we got to get rid of. We got to get rid of the instant. We try to do everything instant, moving on our own. But one thing about Paul, he waited. He waited to hear from the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. But was met with adversity. And so they shipped him off to no man's land, Tarsus, there to take up a trade of making tents while learning about God's grace and mercy. A lot of times, amen, we know that Paul was taught by Gamaliel. We know that he knew the book of the law. We know all that, praise God. but he had no grace and he had no mercy. He was learning, amen, have grace upon God's people and mercy. We need grace and mercy. A lot of times, amen, praise God, we as preachers got to know, praise God, that we need grace and mercy. We cannot be bitter towards people. People will do things to you. They will say things to you. You know, let me just say this, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I remember, praise God, getting up on the pulpit to preach the word of the Lord. I had one enemy down there sitting down, sitting in the audience, and they could not, you know, a lot of time, praise God, they don't like the anointing. They don't like what God is doing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So the enemy got up and went beside the pulpit and wanted me to come down off the pulpit because they was not called. And but God has called me to go on the pulpit. And that's one thing, praise God, hallelujah. If I did not wait on the Lord, I probably would have came down, praise God, punched him in the eye, praise God. But because of the grace and mercy of God, I kept preaching the word. I kept teaching the word. We're going to have enemies that's going to stand up for us. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. We're going to have enemies, praise God, that's going to come up against us. And what we are doing, praise God. But you got to be willable, Shonda. We got to be willing to wait on the Lord. We got to be willing, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Allow God to reteach us. A lot of times we are being taught wrong. Yes, Holy Spirit. We are not fighters in our own way. We have to fight on our knees, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So therefore, praise God, if I was not saved, I probably would have turned the church out, praise God. But thank be to God that I was saved, amen, praise God. Because if you was a fighter in the world, you would bring it, praise God. But because, amen, praise God, that God had did a work on the inside of me and given me grace and mercy for his people, praise God, knowing that it wasn't about me on the pulpit, but it was about the people's lives being changed. And so the enemy stood, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Are you willing to wait on God's waiting room? Because if we don't, praise God, we can mess up a whole lot of things. Amen. Hamashanda. I don't know why God went that way, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But we got to get this anger issue. Oh, yeah, Kodanaboshanda. In check. Amen. Hamashanda. How are we going to leave here? Yes, Holy Ghost. How are we going to leave here? Don't leave here with bitterness in your heart, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You know, the word tells us, amen, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the enemy. Praise God. We got to make sure, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that we get it right, amen, huh? Yes, Holy Ghost, before we even go to bed, because we don't know what we're going to wake up at. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Jesus. We need the grace of God. We need the mercy of God. Oh, Paul was being taught, Oboshanda, in a great way, praise God, after waiting and binding time, praise God, Yekodoboshanda. Barnabas came and brought Paul to Antioch, where his ministry to the Gentiles began. But while waiting in Arabia and Tarsus, God was grooming him to be his mouthpiece. What is God grooming you to be? You might not see it. You might think that you're not called. You might not think that you are worthy, but God is grooming you for the next. Oh, yeah. Somebody say for the next. For the next. Yes, Holy Ghost. God is grooming your mouth. God is grooming you, praise God. So when you stand for God, you won't fall for anything. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Each of these three and others tried to minister in their own way and in their own strength, but failed. We can't do nothing in our own. We will fail. But when they took time in God's waiting room, they were healed. We find and refocus. Healed. Somebody say healed. There is a healing in God's waiting room. Waiting renews our strength and faith. This is brought out beautifully through the prophet Isaiah. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Waiting is God's way to refill our physical, emotional, and spiritual gas tank. Oh, come on, somebody. With strength and faith to face the day and the challenges that are before us. Even if we only have enough strength to walk and no more, it will be enough because God will give us strength to endure. And if we had to expend our energy having to run this race called life, oh, come on, somebody. And you know, to run this race called life, we will not grow weary, stumble, or fall. But even beyond that, when we wait upon the Lord, God will allow us to do things we never thought possible as we mount up on wings of eagles, as God's strength will carry us, oh, come on, somebody, to new heights and possibilities. Consider Abraham for a moment. Talk about renewed strength and faith. He's 75 years old with no kids to carry on his legacy. But he and Sarah, his wife, are well beyond child reproduction age. But God, somebody said, but God, but God. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But God promised Abraham a son. And 25 years later, Isaac was born. That's what I call renewed strength. It doesn't matter how old you are, because a lot of times we tell God, hi, my son, God, I'm too old. I can't do it. Why are you going to make me go now when I'm at this age? But God says, I will renew your strength. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, my son. But even more, in the wait, his faith was renewed. Oh, come on, somebody. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. In the way, his faith was renewed. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead. Oh, come on, somebody. Since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. Oh, come on, I want to talk to us to be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also be able to perform. It is in God's waiting room that the Lord brings his healing touch, renewing our strength and faith, giving us strength and faith beyond ourselves. Oh, y'all talk to me today. Praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, while I'm yet teaching this, and I know, praise God, that the Holy Ghost written out some things, but God is just quickening my spirit, amen, Hamashanda. And I want you to get this today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, it is in God's waiting room that the Lord brings healing touch, renewing strength and faith, giving us strength and faith beyond ourselves. Hear me in the Holy Holy Ghost, giving strength beyond ourselves. Come on, somebody, beyond our natural abilities, knowing that all things are possible with God. Come on, I want you to say that with me today, praise God. Knowing that all things are possible with God. Say it with me this morning, praise God. Knowing that all things are possible with God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because God says, I am the one that's moving. I am the one that has you in the waiting room. I am the one, amen, that's going to speak your name. I am the one that's going to come out and say, it's your name, it's your time, praise God. Hallelujah. But why I am not, but why I am yet waiting for the Lord to call my name to bring me out of the waiting room, I will praise him. I will lift him up. I will thank him for the promise. I will give Adoboshanda. I have hope in the Lord. Somebody say, I have hope in the Lord, my God, I give you glory. I have hope. God, I have hope. God, I have hope. If you don't have hope today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Keep on telling yourself, Lord, I got hope in you. Lord, I got Adoboshanda. God, I believe you that you're going to do beyond the normal for me. God, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. God is God all by himself. In spite of what you're going through, while you are yet waiting, yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. Don't try to come out before your time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't try to maneuver before your time. Allow God to bring you out to do greater things for him. Allow God, amen, to put you into faith and action, praise God. Allow God to give you the stability. Allow God to open your eyes. Allow God to give you peace. Allow God, yes, Holy Spirit, to build around you. Allow God to fortify you, because God will do it just for you, praise God. Hallelujah, Shonda. Somebody say, God is working it out for me. God, while I'm in the waiting room, God is maneuvering. God is making things happen. God knows, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that yes, it is going to be our season, but I got to wait upon the Lord, and he will renew my strength. But while you are yet waiting, keep on telling yourself, it's my season to be blessed. I will go to a song, and I'll be right back, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Know that God is your keeper. God has the best for you, but you got to understand, praise God, you got to get under authority, knowing that God has a great plan for your life. Somebody shout with me, God has a great plan for my life. God has a great plan for my life. Yes, Holy Ghost, God is working it out for you. It is your season to be blessed. And somebody say, yes, it's going to happen. As soon as I did this, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. It's all right. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I give God the glory, because God is going to move in a supernatural way. And I know that God is moving on your behalf. He is working things out. Somebody say, I believe, and I know that God is working things out for me. Somebody say, yes. It's going to happen. It is my season to be blessed.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. Your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, set.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you said, come on, windows of heaven.
Windows of heaven.
Pour you out a blessing.
Pour you out a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh, my God.
To be blessed.
Got a verse, listen. In the city, I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it is my season. It's my season. No matter what it looks like, it's my season. Amen. I might be in a waiting room. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it is my season. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, get ready. Come out the waiting room. Praise God. Hallelujah. Refine, refine precious metal like gold and silver are refined by heating them up, y'all. And the longer they remain in the fire, the more refined and pure they become. This is what it means to wait. Waiting isn't something that happens in our life when nothing is going on. Usually it is during times of great trials and tribulations. The Apostle Peter brings out this process in his first letter, saying that while these trials may have been going on for some time, they have a purpose. Somebody say, my trials have a purpose. Come on, somebody. And that is to refine our character. The genuineness of our faith being much more precious than gold that perished.
though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's 1 Peter 1 and 7 that I opened up with. One of the character traits that is enhanced is patience. Who wants patience? Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thinking about this in relationship to waiting room seems appropriate. Come on. It is in the doctor's waiting room that we learn patience, because when we enter into the doctor's office, we become patient. Oh, come on, somebody. In Paul's letter to the Roman church, he talks about how our character is developed through patience, perseverance in times of trouble and distress. We don't like those words. Come on, somebody. Ha, Jacobo Shanda. We also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. Y'all help me, because y'all know my tongue get all tied up. Perseverance. Whatever. Y'all going to leave it alone. And character, and character hope. In the same way, waiting through the difficult times refines us. It refines our character, where we come out looking more like Jesus and less like ourselves. It is God's waiting room that our character is redefined, refocused. As mentioned earlier, when we feel like we have waited long enough, we tend to start scheming and manipulating, trying to get our way, but God knows what's best for our lives, and his purpose will ultimately prevail. This is brought out rather well by Solomon. He talks about it, praise God. Solomon in Proverbs 19 and 21, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand is him. Hallelujah. What happens in God's waiting room is that the Lord gets us refocused on what's really important and what most important in our relationship with him. Our willingness to wait reveals the value we place on the objects while we're waiting for it. And so we need to get ourselves focus upon the Lord and less focus on ourselves. We need to be less goal material focused and more focused on the God and his plan, his purpose for our life. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. How? Yes, Holy Spirit. If we are then to wait upon the Lord, how are we to go about doing it? Trust in him. Somebody say trust in him. We have trusted someone, but the problem with trusting another human being is that they will eventually let us down. But not so. God won't let you down. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. That's what the Bible says. Psalms 118 and 8. Oh, if I got to go to the word, y'all. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. Joseph trusted in the Lord even though he went through hell, first being a slave and then a prisoner, but his trust in the Lord never wavered, and it was rewarded. While in prison as a slave, it says that God showed Joseph mercy and gave him favor, making whatever he did to prosper. Moses also trusted the Lord, and even though the Lord withheld him from going into the promised land, through Moses, the Lord gave to Joshua, the people, the promise. Come on, somebody. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, he said. For the Lord your God, he is one who goes with you. Oh, come on, somebody. One who goes with you and will not leave you nor forsake you. That's the Bible. Yes, Holy Spirit. And Paul trusted God to give him strength to carry on, knowing that he could do all things through Christ who strengthened him. Oh, come on. While we are in God's waiting room, we need to trust God, know that the best, somebody say the best, and that he will not only give us the strength to handle what lies ahead, but he will be with us all the way and serving him. The one thing many people miss in waiting process in this verb waiting is passive. Instead of waiting is an active verb. And just as we are actually trusting God in his timing, we also, come on somebody, we are also to be serving him while waiting. Serving him while waiting. If we want to see what is waiting looks like in regards to serving, we need to go to the restaurant, praise God, and look at those people who serve us food. They're called waiters. Come on, somebody. They don't wait for us to serve them. Rather, they serve us. They wait by serving. Come on, somebody. We wait upon the Lord by serving him, by serving others in his name. In the judgment to come, Jesus tells us that in our service to others, that we will be blessed. Oh, come on. I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit says. In the judgment to come, Jesus tells us that in our service to others, that we will be blessed. The Bible says in Matthew 25, I'm trying to tie it in now, Matthew 25, 34 and 6, Jesus said, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And they asked, when did they do all these things? And Jesus said, as much as you did it to one of the least of my brethren, you did it to me. Oh, come on, somebody. So while you are yet serving, while you are waiting, praise God. And so we wait upon the Lord. Let's get busy serving him and serving others in his name, believing God has given us great and precious promise, not only to live the abundant life here, but the eternal in heaven also. This is what we must always keep in the forefront of our thoughts, in that while we may spend considerable time in God's waiting room, he is using that time to work his will and way into our lives and the lives of others. This is something we must believe with our whole of our hearts. Amen. Praise God. If we ever want to move beyond our present circumstances into the promises of God, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long suffering towards us, not willing that any shall perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, come on, I want to talk to us. When we find ourselves in God's waiting room, let's not try to change lines or lanes, but rather let's wait with patience, endurance, knowing that God is healing, refining, and refocusing our lives. So let's trust him. Somebody say, let's trust God and trust the process and continue to believe while we're serving and while we're serving. Come on, somebody, give God the glory here today. He is worthy of all the praises. Are you in the waiting room of God? Oh, my God, I give you glory. Do you know how blessed you are? Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Because when God comes out, my God, I give you the glory. And he gets his chart, amen, praise God, from heaven. And he calls your name. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I could imagine everything on that chart, all the promises that he has in store up for you, because while you were waiting, you was praising, you were serving, you was refocused, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And everything, amen, that you didn't even pray for is on that chart, praise God. God said, you didn't ask for this, but I'm going to bless you with that. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost, because while you were yet waiting, waiting. Praise God, you trusted him with your whole heart. My God, I give you glory. No matter what you're going through and you feel like you lost hope, I'm here today, praise God, to pull you out of that place. Don't allow faith, amen, to walk out the door. Don't allow hope to walk out the door, praise God. Don't allow, praise God, your blessings to walk out that door, praise God, because you are in the waiting room of God, and God is getting ready to call your name, and you have no idea what's on that chart. My God, I give you the glory, because he is the best doctor of all doctors. My God, I give you the glory. He knows how to heal us. He knows how to deliver us. He knows how to equip us. He knows how to save us. He knows how to bless our family. He knows how to bless your finances. He knows how to bring you into that new home. He knows how to give you that new car. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, because you waited upon the Lord. Joseph waited upon the Lord. He got the promises of God. Paul waited upon the Lord. He trusted God. He got the promises of God. Moses waited upon the Lord. He got the baby, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. If any deadness in your life today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I speak to every dead situation over your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask God to bless you in abundance. And I call resurrect the power of the Holy Ghost to resurrect every dead promise today. I call forth all prophecies that come forth in the name of Jesus. I call forth the anointed, the power of God that come forward in the name of Jesus. I call forth the blessings of the Lord to overtake you with abundance. I call it forth in the power and authority that God has given me to bless you, to bless myself, to bless your family. God said, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine in its way. So I call you blessed today. I call you blessed today. I call you, that you will wait on God, because God is getting ready to call your name. You're going to understand why you had to go through the fiery furnace. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. You're going to understand it, why you had to go through and persevere. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for letting me get that word out. You're going to know, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, why God is doing what he's doing in your life. You shall be blessed. You shall be uplifted. Just wait upon the Lord. Let God renew your strength. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and you won't faint, saith the Lord thy God. We give God the glory today. We give God the glory for his mercy and his sovereignty. I thank you all for coming on today. I thank you, praise God, because God is good to us. Hallelujah, and he won't fail us. He won't fail us. Somebody say he won't fail us. He won't fail us. So as you're going out today, praise God, may the Lord grant you accuracy and speed for greater accomplishment in your life and everything that you do in your endeavors, praise God. May the peace of God that passes all understanding reign in your heart and in your life, your business, your family. May anxieties and fear be turned to endless joy and everlasting testimonies in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you stay blessed. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I pray, on this day, on this Sunday morning, praise God, that God will overturn every enemy, glory to God, that stands before you in the name of Jesus. And you will walk of the things that God has called you to walk in, that you will be patient and wait on the Lord because the great things that's afford you. My God, I give you the glory. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for all that's on this line today, Lord God. And I pray, glory to God, glory to God. If anyone to be a blessing of this ministry, we are reconstructing, amen, praise God, and putting some things together, amen, for the radio show, praise God, so we can use your blessings if that is in your heart to do it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But we are trying to upgrade some things at the radio show that we can continue to go forward in the things of God. So praise God, if you'd like to be a blessing, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. Let me say that one more time. I said it so fast. 302-883-9799. With that being said, I'm going to pray. Amen. Father, we just thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, as you have spoken to me this morning, the gift gets us into many places, Lord God. But glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. But you want our character and our integrity to keep us there, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, for each and every one of us on this line today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will bless each and every home, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord God, as we are standing before you, God, and we are worshiping you and we are praising you, Lord God, that the best is yet to come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you are lifting us up, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that you are blessing us, God, with everything that we need, God, to pertain us to life, Father God, and Father God, we thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray a blessing in their home. I pray a blessing over their family. I pray a blessing over their finances. I pray a blessing over their health, God. May you touch bodies today, God. May you, God, send healing virtue to the bodies right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's anyone that needs a divine healing, I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, that you will heal right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. And we lift you up. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. And I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on today. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all, and may you have a blessed and wonderful Sunday. And remember, stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. You won't go wrong. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. My soul says amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Here's a song for you. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful Sunday.
And here are today's top stories of 1941. In a case brought by Congressman Arthur Mitchell, the Democrat from Illinois, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that separate facilities on railroads must be substantially equal. The 99th Pursuit Squadron, an all-Negro unit, was formed today, and the Tuskegee Training Program is established. They will fly more than 500 missions.
Y'all know what I was thinking just a few minutes ago. I know we need doctors, and I know we need lawyers, and I know we need my sisters and my brothers and my mother. But when it comes down to the spiritual things, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody hold you like Jesus. Can't nobody control you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. So long as I got King Jesus, I said, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. My. I got King Jesus. He's white.